Joining me now from here in Los Angeles is NPR's Carrie Kahn. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Carrie, it's pretty early still here in LA. So what are the protesters planning to do later today?
Well, there are two demonstrations planned for downtown LA today. One starts at noon. Marchers will head to City Hall then, and there's another one planned at MacArthur Park, and that begins later in the day. They'll be marching down the busy Wilshire corridor, ending at the famous La Brea Tar Pits. Both are expected to draw huge crowds. Businesses along the routes are closing early or not even opening at all, and protesters are hoping students, workers, and supporters come out in force. There's also protests and rallies throughout the state, too, from San Diego and the farmlands of the Central Valley and up to Sacramento all through the day.
Now, leading up to this day, there have been some open disagreements in the immigrant community about whether to participate in boycotting jobs, leaving schools without permission, that sort of thing. What are you hearing?
Definitely, there is a split, and that's why there's the two rallies. The first one at noon is for the boycott backers that are hoping that students don't go to school and employees don't go to work. The one in the later in the day is being organized mostly by labor unions and religious leaders and mainstream immigrant rights groups, and they're hoping that the people that did go to work and did go to school will join them later in the afternoon. Boycott backers say they want to make a statement about the economic contribution immigrants make, and losing one day's wage or one day of school is worth it to take that stand. The other camp is really worried about a backlash. They say immigrants came here for a better life, to work and educate their children, and they should project that hardworking image. And many of the Spanish language DJs here in LA have been pushing that agenda all week and for the past couple weeks. School officials are really worried about the loss of state revenues if large numbers of kids stay at a school. I even got a call last night from my kid's principal reminding us that today is a regular school day and attendance is required.
Thank you very much. That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Los Angeles.